Well, Treasure Island had a rough time because it was written by Stevenson, who was a man whose reputation has gone up and down. But the difference between Stevenson's Treasure Island and the books which it copied or borrowed from was that Stevenson's mind was not a bestseller mind, really. If you compare Treasure Island with The Secret Garden, it's remarkable because Frances Hodgson Burnett was what Louise Stevenson was trying to be, but she's a genuine article. She is really the hack, bung it together from any source you can get, whereas Stevenson took his sources in a very light-hearted way, but found that he couldn't imitate the simplistic attitudes in the books. And so Treasure Island has the same shape and pattern as a good many sea stories or island stories, but is fundamentally morally ambiguous. Stevenson does not have a black and white good and bad. In fact, to the extent to which there's hardly anybody good in the whole book. In fact, the only thoroughly decent person in the book is Captain Smollett, who's seen as a kind of dull person, whereas everybody else in the book is morally ambiguous, which was really turning everything on its head, because you have a narrator, especially in Treasure Island, Jim Hawkins, who in any other book would have been the Jack Manly, jolly chap of Treasure Island, of Coral Island, for example, doing all the right thing all the time. And he doesn't. He does the wrong thing most of the time. And having done that, Stevenson then produced a hero, an anti-hero, if you like, in Long John Silver, who is the most ruthless, devious, unpleasant murderer, and who everybody admires and everybody remembers, and everybody is on his side, which is a remarkable feat. It's also interesting that people look at Treasure Island through what we call the old rose-coloured spectacles, because a lot of adults think, oh, that is a jolly exciting read. And adults will pick this book up and read it in the most simple way. They will say, great, it's a story about treasure, it's a story about gratification, I've got this bit of violence and all that sort of stuff. And adults, on the whole, find it a cheerful, exciting, rollicking adventure. Children, I know from experience, find it a much darker and much more difficult book, a much more enlightening book about the deviousness of the world. And it's very interesting that the island itself is not seen as a pleasant place. If you look at the Coral Island or Swiss Family Robinson Island, these are demi-paradises. They are places where you can conquer and you can have all sorts of wonderful experiences. At the end of Treasure Island, Jim Hawkins says that ropes and wain ropes will not drag him back to the island, and this is what a horrible, ghastly place it is. And sometimes you think that Louise Stevenson must have been deliberately doing this. The end of the Coral Island has the characters sailing out from the harbour in sunshine and looking back on these wonderful paradise and gorgeous golden sands. The end of Treasure Island has them sailing out with almost exactly the same scene, being shot at and cursing the place and can't wait to get out of it. And so Stevenson turned everything upside down, and in doing so produced a very, very ambiguous, strange book. And if we think about the audience for it, he's doing different things with different audiences, for different audiences. And so I think as an adult reading it seriously, you cannot overlook the fact that it's not a very pleasant book at all.